Welcome. You're listening to Wi-Fi, where we don't just connect what we know, but marvel at who made it all. I'm Keith Whitley. We're tuning into something deeper, a signal that hums from the very seeds beneath your feet to the breathtaking plants that shape your world and to the words that echo through your heart. This is a conversation that dares, yes, dares to bridge the worlds of science and faith. Picture it. A gentle Sunday morning in 1957, the air soft, the quiet, full of promise. In her small laboratory, a botanist doctor, Anna Rutherford, paces, her mind sparking with a question as ancient as Genesis itself. How do plants know what to do? Her work table, a galaxy of seeds, mustard, oak, beans, barley. Each seed, some so tiny you could blink and miss them, others weighty, heavy with hope. Every single one silent. Motionless, yet inside packed tighter than wonder itself, an instruction, a wordless song not written in ink, but in a language older than any written word. She planted them side by side. Days slipped to nights, nights returned to days. She waited. She watched. Until, suddenly, miraculously, life stirred in the darkness. Roots pressed down, shoots raced up. Leaves unfurled, trembling and certain, reaching for the light with a hunger that stunned even the scientists, those who thought they'd seen it all before. Each seed answering wordlessly a question no one had thought to ask. But what if I told you this wasn't just biology, not just chemicals and dirt? There's something more. 2,000 years before Dr. Rutherford bent over her seeds, a wandering teacher from Galilee, Jesus, once stood before a restless crowd. He spoke of seeds. The kingdom of God, he said, is like a mustard seed, the smallest on earth. But when it is planted, it grows, spreading its branches larger than all the other plants. He saw in every seed a pattern, no, a secret. A metaphor for how the mightiest dreams and destinies can begin in utter obscurity, their glory only revealed in time. Science explains. Seeds respond to light, to water, to gravity, to an intricate web of silent, lawful cues. But for centuries, yes, centuries, poets, prophets, and farmers have sensed something more. They've listened for a deeper note, a secret language, a whisper from the divine. Every seed holds not just a blueprint for a plant, but the hope for a forest, the promise of bread, the spark of life, a miracle packed in skin and silence, unleashed if only the wordless code is heeded. This code, a gentle universal message, has been felt by many as the secret language of God. Whether that promise bursts through a city sidewalk crack or unfurls in an untended field, its message rings out. Growth is possible where none was expected. Transformation can come from the smallest, most overlooked places. Next time you see a tree, a wildflower, or a child delighting in planting beans in a Dixie cup, remember Dr. Rutherford. Remember the generations who have watched, wondered, and quietly believed. And remember that ancient teacher, Jesus, who saw in the humblest seed a universe of meaning, a parable whose truth grows on year after year. That's today's signal on Wi-Fi, a world blazing with wonder, written by the hand of a creator connecting all things. And never forget, as we explore the how through science, let faith keep reminding us why. I'm Keith Whitley, and now you know the truth. This was Wi-Fi. Stay curious. Stay connected. And meet me right here next Wednesday, where miracles are never out of reach and wonder is always waiting.